That's Michael Miles. You'll hear him in studio and at length at 10 o'clock from 10 to 11. I've got a few more minutes with Tariq Kribetch, who is an old friend of mine. I met him when he was 23 and he first came to America, having graduated college in Morocco and going to business school here. And he was always a very ambitious kid. He started a company called L'Or Afrique, which sells this argan oil made in a small forest in Morocco and gives money back to the women who help process this. It's been written about in the New York Times. He's been on WGN-TV. He's been in the Tribune. And I thought, well, okay, that's good. That's a good business. That's good enough. He has come up recently, after almost a year of working it out and making sure it works, a new operation called Chore Relief. It's an on-demand app that puts customers in direct contact with local, and I emphasize local, sort of in your neighborhood service providers, to handle all manner of chores. At the moment, it's just a small number of chores, but it just seems to me that this will expand beyond mowing lawns and washing cars. And it's also handyman kind of
handymans as well, correct.
Like plumbing stuff.
Yeah, I mean, small job, like a little plumbing, electrician. You want someone to put on that new chandelier, or you bought some furniture that you have a problem putting it together. You can hire someone out there and just have them come in and help you with that. Also movers, or someone that you just need a helping hand to help you move a couch from one area to another area. There's people out there that are willing to do the work.
No question, and you've tapped into that. I mean, haven't you found that there are people who are willing to do these kinds of jobs?
I mean, we live in an economy that it's very hard now to make end means, and any way possible to create an opening window. And the thing is with this, it's a free money to these contractors. They're not paying any service fee. They're not paying any marketing. All they have to do is sign up. We just do it through the vetting process, make sure that their business is legit, they are legit. And on top of it, as a business, if you have employees, you can add those employees, and then you'll be able, using this financial management system, to monitor the income, to see the customer feedback. This is something that has never been offered to businesses before. Wouldn't you like to know what customer think of your employee that you sent over? This platform will give you all those reports and all those details.
Okay, let's try to explain to people how this works. I am a homeowner on Lakeshore Drive, and I want someone to
help you clean the house.
Grocery shop for me.
Or help you clean the house.
Clean the house. I want someone to come in and clean the house.
Right.
I go on, I sign up on this app.
Signing up process is very simple and easy for customers. You know, you just put on your first name, last name, you know, phone number, email. It's something basic. We don't ask any social security or birthday. Whatever.
Credit card number?
Credit card be in file, but that's stored in the Stripe payment processing server. We don't store any financial data of customers. We just keep things on the hands of the banks. That way you don't have to use, you know, cash. This is a cashless transaction.
Sure.
All you have to do is, let's say you want to get in a cleaning service. If you're familiar with your place and you know how much you want to pay someone to come in and clean up your apartment, you want to pay $100 or you want to hire someone
by
the hour.
Let's say I want just someone to come in. Then what do I do? I tap?
Yeah. Once you open up the app, you'll see like a picture of screens of cleaning services. And then each category is split into two categories, either hourly price or fixed price.
Wow. So I pick an hourly price, and what will come up there? Different sort of prices?
You click on the hourly price. You're going to get to the next screen, which is basically straight-up information, what exactly you want them to do. You're trying to give them as much details as possible so they can come prepared and understand.
Yes, this is a five-bedroom apartment. It's 1,500 square feet, and I want the carpets done, and I want the kitchen cleaned.
Correct. Now, the next thing is, once you hit next, you're going to get matched by local contractors near you. Now, each of these contractors, they put on the hourly rate. We don't tell them how much you should charge. We let the business run their business.
Wow.
So some guy might charge you $50 an hour. Some guy might charge you $25 an hour. But keep in mind, maybe the guy that has $50 an hour have high-tech equipment that can finish the job in less time than the guy that does it for less price. But if you want to get people better security and incentive in terms of what they're hiring, with the one click of a button, you can read reviews about these contractors. Now, these reviews are made by people in your community
who have already used these people.
Yes.
So you are basically reading other people. It's like what's that app called? Yelp.
Yeah.
It's like Yelp.
Yeah. So we build that. We make it mandatory for customers to leave.
And you show the picture of the person.
You see what he looked like, and obviously we want to make sure that you're aware when he shows up that that's the person that.
Let's say Tariq Kribetch, that tomorrow at noon, I need someone to wash my car.
Sure.
I go on the app. I click it. I look at people who will wash my car. I find people who will wash my car. I find various prices. I find various comments. Then I pick one of them. Then what happens?
That person has a 60 second to respond to your inquiry.
You're kidding.
Yes.
That's it.
We want to make it, you know,
this
we get a business.
This is like Uber.
On demand. This is on demand. This isn't, listen, if I need help, I need help right now. I don't need help two hours or tomorrow.
I agree.
Right?
I agree.
I mean, you have 60 seconds. If he doesn't answer, the ping will go to the next available person and the next available person and the next available person until finally one person pick up or nobody accept the job, then maybe your price, if you put in an hourly price, maybe your hourly rates are a little low, then you might want to increase that to get some action from these contractors.
But you basically tell these contractors that 60 seconds is
that's all you need to do. Correct.
So, and then what happens? So I pick one.
And if you pick one, that's it. You're done. All you have, you get notification that they pick, that someone accept your job. You also get notification when they are on the way. And you'll be able to see them on the map as they move across you. So you don't have to wait.
You get an estimated time of arrival.
So you don't have to wait from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. like some.
Or 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. noon. Yeah, right.
No,
this is
real time. We value the time. So if these contractors will not deliver on that time, they probably wouldn't belong to, they're not going to be belong
not
to our platform.
We want
to make sure we value the quality of time. So once you get matched with the contractor, you'll be able to see them when they arrive.
I see them coming there on a map.
And you'll see them when they arrive, and you also will see them when they start the job. And then once they finish, they send you the invoice. Now keep in mind, you only do two steps from your end, and that's it, and you finish. The third step is in when you receive the invoice and you release the payment.
So in many cases, if it's something like a cleaning job or a lawn mowing job or a car washing job, the contractor will send you a picture.
Yes, if you're not around.
If you're not there.
Yes.
But of the completed job, you look at it, you say, okay, they did a good job. You click another button, they get paid, and you're done.
That's it. We make sure that you are 100% satisfied before you release the payment. But we want to make sure that these contractors do their job. But I know this. If someone does a great job, you're going to be satisfied. And we want people to come back and use the platform again.
Sure.
But that's why I'm hands-on on reviews. So if anybody has any issue, I encourage everyone
to go right to you.
They can send an email. I read those emails myself before anybody else can check them out. I want to make sure that I have my hands-on on this. I want to build it and focus in the city of Chicago, market it, and in the same model, copy and paste nationwide.
It sounds to me, I'm no businessman, I'm no entrepreneur, this sounds like a great idea.
Appreciate it. That's all it takes. It takes one idea. Like I said, it's the idea of behind it is that I don't think a lot of people can say this, that you are a business founder and also a customer of your business. I can.
Yeah, you can. No, I know you can.
So, I built this because I needed it. And then while I was building it, I came across a lot of articles, and I didn't even realize a lot of people out there are having the same problem like I am having.
Well, but see, the great thing about you, Tariq, is that it not only does it help people who can afford to have help come in.
This is a lifestyle.
It helps the contractors, too.
This is a lifestyle. This is something that you live in a high-rise building, you have a push of a button, you have a butler or the concierge to come in and do your things. This gives the people the same experience like someone that has, you know, live in a luxurious place.
Sure.
That don't have to deal with the small problems. But these small problems adds up in our lives, you know.
Well, you were saying that it really does cause problems between
couples. Yeah. I mean, everybody, anything that you can avoid argument about.
Now, do you have, I know you've just started, but do you have people who would like go to the store for you?
We don't have any things of that because simply,
yeah,
you know,
just
food,
started. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, when you get into food, it's a little complicated. It's a lot of politics in it behind it. So we're trying to keep things at the beginning to material.
So far on the site.
Once we figure it out.
What do you have?
So far we have, you know, car washing business, which is our first, the reason why this whole platform came up. The landscapers, it's a great market. It's a great business. A lot of people out there. Cleaning services, movers, and car snow removals. So these items out here, it doesn't require a rocket science for you to do this.
You
could probably learn how to, you know, I mean, like you said before earlier, you used to hire someone from down the block from you to come and wash your car.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
And now we just automated that system, and then you'll be able to hire a professional guys to come in. Now, I'm sure down the road in the future, we were going to help build facilities and training programs to help teach new contractors new technique and skills.
No question.
So
no question. You're really excited about this, aren't
I am.
You?
You have no idea. I mean, I lose sleep. I don't even eat food, and I don't even remember last time I had like lunch and breakfast like anybody else. But it's
what have you thought? You've obviously met a number of your contractors.
Yeah,
you?
I mean, yeah. I personally call each one of them just to have like a little, you know, quick interview, just to feel, you know, that.
Do you find that most of them are people who have other jobs and are just trying to make extra money, or are these people who have been
the people that we have
forced
so far
out of corporate America? Or something?
You know, each one their own personal reason. But then again, I'm not here to look up your past. I'm here to build you the foundation and the bridge to the next step. And if I can be there to help you with short relief to get to grow your business and then hire more employees and be able to have a second chance in life,
yeah,
that's the best reward.
Well, I hope you grow as big as Uber. I think Uber's worth $60 billion.
68,
now.
And then they're going to open up China. But then
you
see,
know exactly
see with
how
Uber,
much
Uber, you need a car. You need like a large investment, $5,000-$6,000.
Right. Here, you need nothing.
Here, you need tools. You can go and buy these tools. And I'm sure down the road we can get some deals with companies and manufacturers that can get us a really fraction of the cost of equipment. And then teach these contractors some new technique and skills, and then pass the saving to them. My goal is for you to go out there and kill it. Make that sure that those customers are happy, and they will just, you know, I want to be able to see Chore Relief, a household brand, not nationwide, but worldwide.
You come back here in a few months. I want to catch up and see how this is.
Be my pleasure.
Tariq Krebetch is not only the head of the Lore Afrique company, he is now recently the head of Chore Relief. Take a look at this thing. Go to the website, chorereleif.com, chorerelief.com. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you,
Rick. My best to your brothers and your family.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after the news with Elif Garris's first report on this show.